Sach nid der Papa Mishnah out. Tinoko shei via state sar. Ocho lets at omitzer ben. A girl when she is 12 years old, may I stay sar two pubic hair. She's now a gedola, and she can perform chalita or yibam. If her husband died without children, the deceased husband's brother would do chalita or yibam with her. But until she becomes a gedola, chalita or yibam cannot be performed with this girl. The deceased husband's brother would have to wait until she becomes a gedola, until she is 12 years old, to stay sar. At that point, she's now old enough to do chalita or yibam. The chayavet b'chal mitzvah is hamuras b'torah. Once a girl is a gedola, once she is 12 years old, we stay sorry. She is now chayav in all the mitzvahs. And I mentioned in the Torah, all the mitzvahs that apply to women would apply to this girl. Once she is 12 years old, we stay sorry. The chayin tinok shehevi stay sorry, chayav b'chal mitzvahs, hamuras b'torah. So to a boy that is 13 years old and has stay sorry, he would be chayav in all the mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Torah. He is now a cuddle. The Rai Liat Ben Saru Umar Mishiyavi Stay Sar Ashiyaki Zakin Atasta. Once a boy is 13 years old with Stay Sar, he's now old enough to be judged as a Ben Saru Umar if he steals from his father and eats meat and drinks wine. He is now the age of a Ben Saru Umar from the time he has Stay Sar until his lower beard is full. The Loha Ali, we're not referring to the regular beard, we're referring to the pubic hair. That's the reason why the pubic hair that are called the Zakin Atasa, and the Shadibru Chachamim, Beloshin Akil, the Chachamim wanted to talk in the cleanest language possible, so they called it the Zakin Atasa. And there's only a small amount of time in which a boy would be judged as a Ben Soro Umura. As when a boy is still a cousin, he would not be judged as a Ben Soro Umura, since he is not yet a bar, or which is not yet old enough to be punished. And once the Zakin Atasa is full, he is now too old to be a Ben Soro Umura, as he's now an Ish. So therefore, there's only a few months in which he would be judged as Ben Sora Mar from the time he has stay sar until his makiv to Zakin Hatasa. Tinoko Shehivir stay saros Aina Yechola Lamai. A girl that's married off by her brother and father. This marriage is only mid the Rabbana. And a girl that the Kana cannot marry herself off since she has no das. Only her father could marry her off, Minatora. The father has his choice to marry off his daughter while she's still a Tana. But Minatora, if the father's no longer alive, then this girl cannot get married until she is a gedola, until she has her own das and marries herself off. But the Rabbanan were mitakeh that the girl's mother or brother can marry her off in the event that the father has passed away. And this marriage is only with the Rabbanan. So therefore, the Rabbanan says she has a way to get out of this marriage by doing mian, by stating in front of a bezin that she no longer wishes to live with this person. But she can only do the mian while she is still a katana. Once she is 12 years old and has stay sorrows, she no longer has the right for a mian. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Achi Yirba HaShachar. Rabbi Yehuda said the girl that is married up by her brother and father can do mian. She can cop out of the marriage if she states she doesn't want to live with his husband anymore, even after she has stay sorrows, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Until the shachar is yirba, until there's a lot of black hairs, meaning until there's a lot of pubic hairs, she can continue to do mian until that point. But that which Rabbi Huda said, that a girl can continue doing mian even after she has stay sorrows until it's yirba hashachar, that's only if her husband did not have beer with her after she became a gedola. But once her husband had beer with her after she became a gedola, that beer would be a kedusha min ha-torah. As until now, she was only married min ha-rabbanan. But once the husband has bia with her after she is a gedola, she is now old enough to marry herself off, and that bia would be a kedushin. As we have a klal, ein adam osa bilas so bilas nus. A person does not do a bia as nus. So therefore, the husband obviously had a mind that he wanted to be mekadesh her with that bia. Bia is one of the methods of kedushin, and since he wanted to be mekadesh her with that bia, she is now mekudesh min ha-torah. She is now married to min ha-torah. So therefore, once he had bia with her after she became a gedola, she no longer can do mian. She can no longer cop out of the marriage. But if there was no bia after she became a gedola, according to Rabbi Huda, she can do the mian. She can get out of the marriage until there's a lot of black hairs. At that point, she no longer has the right to do mian. Sachnida Parak Vav Mishnah Yibbeit. Shtei Saras Hamurais Bepara Uvenegar Bahamurais Bechol Makom. De Laka Raishan Leikara and Divir Rabbi Yishmael. The two Saras, the two hairs that are mentioned by the Parah Aduma. And the Chachamim say, and it says in the Mishnah and Parah, that two black hairs would pass away Parah Aduma, a red hyphen, has to be completely red if there are two black hairs. It is no longer considered a Parah Aduma. and the two sarot that are mentioned by negarim, somebody who has a nega, that nega has a sar lavan, a white hair, and Chachamim said, must have two white hairs to be considered a nega. Those two hairs that Chacham mentioned by Paraduma and by Negarim, and the two hairs that are mentioned in other places as well, such as the two sarot of a boy or a girl, where they need to become a gedola. Those two sarot have to be long enough in order to bend over the tip of the sar, and it can reach the root, according to Rabbi Yishmael. If it's long enough that you can bend over the tip, and it would touch the root, then it would possibly Paraduma if it's two black hairs, or it would make somebody a mitzora if he has two white hairs in a nega, or to make a boy or a girl a gadol or gadol. Rabbi Lezer, I'm here today, likroy spitzi par. Rabbi Lezer says, the length of the hair, in order to make somebody into a gadol, or in order to make somebody into a mitzora, or in order to pass away paraduma, has to be long enough to grab with your fingernail. Once it's that long, then it would have a din of stay sour. Rabbi Kiva, I'm here today, shiuhu nitloy spizug. Rabbi Kiva says, the two sours has to be long enough that you can cut it off with a scissors. Once it's long enough, you cut with the scissors. It has a dinner stay sours, according to Rabbi.